Good afternoon, everyone.
Good afternoon.
Good evening.
Good evening.
And welcome. Hey. Good evening. Welcome to Fairburn City Council meeting. Today is Monday, August the 10th. Madam Clerk, will you call the roll, please?
The Honorable Mayor Elizabeth Carr Hurst.
Present.
The Honorable Mayor Pro Tem Ulysses J. Smallwood.
Present.
The Honorable Linda J. Davis.
Present.
The Honorable Alex Heath.
Present.
The Honorable Hattie Portis Jones.
Present.
The Honorable Pat Pallon. The Honorable James Whitmore.
Present.
Madam Mayor, the attendance of council constitutes a quorum. Please allow the meeting to continue.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. We will now have invocation by Councilman James Whitmore. Councilman Whitmore.
Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for your mercy, your grace, your health, and your strength of mayor, council, employees, and the citizens of the city of Fairburn during this epidemic. We ask you to continue to bless our city. We ask you to bless this meeting. Help us to do everything in decency and in order. In your name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you so much, Councilman Whitmore. The next item on the agenda tonight is our city council minutes approval. We have four sets of minutes tonight that need approval. And the first is July 27th, 2020. That's the regular city council meeting. Council members, you've received copies of these minutes. Are there any corrections or additions to the July 27th, 2020 minutes? Hearing none, is there a motion on the floor to approve the minutes of July 27, 2020? The motion is made. I'm going to ask who's making the motion to speak their name and make the second to also state their names. The motion is on the floor by Councilman
Whitmore.
And the second?
Smallwood.
The motion has been made by Councilman Whitmore and seconded by Mayor Pro Tem Smallwood. Are there all those in favor?
Aye.
Are there any opposed? That motion carries 6-0. The next set of minutes is the July 27th, 2020 executive session minutes. You've been provided a copy of these minutes. Is there a motion on the floor to approve?
So moved.
Second, Councilwoman Davis.
Okay, the motion has been made by Councilman Heath and seconded by Councilwoman Davis. All those in favor?
Aye.
Are those any opposing? That motion carries that the minutes of July 27, 2020, which were the executive session minutes, have now been approved. The next set of minutes is the August 4th, 2020 special call council meeting minutes. You've been provided copies of those minutes. Are there any corrections or additions to this minute? Hearing none, is there a motion on the floor to approve?
Councilman Whitmore, recommend approval.
Is there a second?
Councilwoman Davis, second.
Okay, motion made by Councilman Whitmore and seconded by Councilwoman Davis. All those in favor?
Aye.
Are those any opposing? The special call meeting minutes are now approved. The last set of minutes tonight is the minutes of August the 4th, which was an executive session minutes. Is there a motion on the floor to approve?
So moved.
Motion made by Mayor Pro Tem Smallwood and seconded by Councilwoman Portis Jones?
Yes.
All those in favor?
Aye.
All those opposed? The August 4th, 2020 executive session minutes now stands approved. Okay, the next item on the agenda is the adoption of the city council agenda for tonight. We actually have a public hearing tonight, and the public hearing consists of a text amendment for safeguard landfill management, section 80-2020, landfill solid waste disposal, and then the second public hearing is use permit, safeguard landfill, section 80-2020, landfill solid waste disposal. The next item on the agenda for approval tonight is just a discussion for mayor and council concerning the pandemic and the census update. May I have a motion on the floor to approve the agenda for tonight?
So moved, Councilwoman Davis.
Second, Mayor Pro Tem Smallwood.
Motion made by Councilwoman Davis and seconded by Mayor Pro Tem Smallwood. All those in favor?
Aye.
All those opposed? The motion stands approved. The agenda stands approved tonight, 6-0. Okay. The first item on the agenda tonight is going to be a public hearing. This is the first time that the city council members have actually done a public hearing by Zoom. But we're going to begin the public hearing tonight with a text amendment. So let me get a motion to call the public hearing to order. Is there a motion on the floor to open the floor for public hearing?
So moved, Councilman Heath.
Motion made by
second, Councilwoman Davis.
Okay, motion made by Councilman Heath and seconded by Councilwoman Davis. The first item is a text amendment, 202029. Safeguard Landfill Management, Section 80-2020, Landfill Solid Waste Disposal, V1112. We're going to allow 30 minutes tonight for the public hearing. 15 minutes for each side, and we'll come back with the applicant coming back for any additional comments if they so desire at the end. First of all, Dr. Parks.
Yes, ma'am.
We're opening up for the public hearing tonight. We have Attorney Larry Dingell, who will be presenting. And also we have Attorney Doug Dillard, is that correct?
Yes, ma'am. I've asked them to unmute themselves.
Okay, thank you. So we'll start the public hearing tonight with the applicant. Either one, you all can begin at your leisure. Attorney Dillard or Attorney Dingell.
Larry, you want to start? You want me to do it?
Well, Madam Mayor and members of council, one of the things that I would hope we would do is really follow the staff recommendation on this particular item, which is for a continuance of the public hearing to consider the petitioner's request to amend section 80-20 landfill solid waste disposal to August the 24th, 2020.
Okay. Attorney Dingell, did you have anything to add to Attorney?
Not really. But following this is the application for use permit, which we've amended for variance. That really needs to be dealt with before you look at the text amendment. So we support the staff's recommendation for deferral.
Okay.
For continuance.
Continue.
Motion to continue. Is Tarika Peaks, are you on the line?
Yes, I'm here, Mayor.
Okay, can we hear from you tonight?
Yes. Yes. Good evening, Mayor and Council. Tonight, staff is asking for your approval to continue the public hearing to consider the amendment to Section 80-220 Landfill Solid Waste Disposal B11 and B12 to the August 24th, 2020 meeting. And staff, again, is recommending that you approve this continuance.
Okay. All right. We are now going to have Dr. Parks.
Ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. I want to make sure you're there. We're going to actually open up for anyone that's who wants to speak against.
What they would need to do, Mayor, is to press the bar on their computer that's for them to raise their hand. Once they raise their hand, I can identify who they are.
Mayor, Councilwoman Portis Jones, may I ask a question?
Yes.
Do we have accommodations for those who are just on the phone?
Dr. Parks?
Yes, ma'am. Those individuals that are on the phone, they would have to press *9.
Thank you.
Okay, are you showing anyone, Dr. Parks?
No, ma'am. No one is pressed in as of yet. I have two, ma'am, that just popped in.
Okay. You want to call the first one?
Yes, ma'am. The first one is labeled as 1202 Puppet Gordon. I'm going to ask you to unmute yourself at this time.
Hello. Can anyone hear me? Can they hear me?
Yes, ma'am. They can hear you.
Okay, I'm sorry. Yes, this is Resident Gordon, and I am opposed to any continuance. I am one of the advocates of Fairways at Durham Lakes that want this to end. We've been fighting this now for over a year. Of course, it became more of a trouble this year when it started affecting our health. We voted on the last meeting as no. The neighbors and I and everyone in the Fairway community, we have done a petition and have reached almost 500 residents saying no. So if the planning department and the community has stated no, we should not have a continuance. There shouldn't be anything to continue but to end this now.
Okay, thank you so much. Dr. Parks,
the next person.
The next speaker.
The next speaker is labeled as Galaxy S8. I am asking you to unmute yourself at this time.
Yes, I believe that's me.
Yes, ma'am, it is.
I'm a registered nurse and I've just moved into the Durham Lakes community. And I have been here for 3 years and I have smelled the awful, unhealthy smell in this area, and it concerns me for the residents in this area. We need to put an end to this. This has gone on long enough and it's unhealthy. We've all voted against this. I see no reason for a continuance. And again, I'm a health advocate and I would advise strongly against it for the community.
Thank you so much.
Can I get your name, please?
Carla Williams.
Thank you.
Thank you. Dr. Parks, are you showing anyone else in queue?
No, ma'am. No one else is in queue.
Okay.
I just had one, Mayor. D. Anderson is the individual. I'm asking them to unmute themselves at this time. D. Anderson.
Sorry about that. I was trying to get myself unmuted there.
Okay.
I would say that no, we do not want a continuance. No, we do not want an expansion. If I had a vote, it would be to eliminate them altogether. because the smells, the health hazards that come along with this landfill is not okay. It's becoming a hindrance to the community, to people wanting to even do anything outside their homes. So I would say no.
Can I get you to please state your name for the record?
It's DeShonda Anderson.
Thank you.
Dr. Parks is at the last person in queue.
We have one more person. I think this is pronounced Garcia G. I'm going to ask them to unmute themselves at this time.
Good afternoon. Good afternoon. My name is Daisha Gilkey. And the concern that I have, and I would like for this topic to cease, is due to not only health, but property values. I am fairly a new resident in the city of Fairburn, and had I would have known that they allow this type of activity, I never would have became a resident in the city of Fairburn. So I'm hoping that we discontinue this issue and consider the people, the people's health and our property values, and we just put an end to this. And I live in the Durham Lakes community.
Thank you so much.
You have now Mayor Jane Story. I'm asking them to unmute.
Yes, my name is Jane Story, and the smell, it is really bad, not only on 29 Highway and Bishop Road and down beside there. And we do not need to enlarge this anymore. This has really affected the property values of all of the area. So we do not need this to be enlarged anymore. It needs, like she says, it needs to be done away with.
Thank you. Your last person I have married this time is Rufus Wells, and I'm asking him to unmute.
Hi, Mayor. My name is Rufus Wells, and I'm just rising to say that we should not be thinking about expanding the landfill in any way, shape, or form. As a matter of fact, if anything, we should be talking about closing it permanently. It is a health hazard. It also affects our property values. I've been living here 10 years and I've been smelling that smell for probably 9, because I didn't even see it when I first moved here. And now they're telling me it will probably go 50 feet higher if this thing is approved. I think this is a detriment to both the residents, you know, and our health here in Fairburn, and I urge you to not approve the landfill expansion, and actually to work with us in trying to close it down. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Dr. Parks, is that the last one in queue?
Yes, ma'am, that is the last one.
Okay. I would like to go back to the applicant to see if you have any rebuttal, or if you have any other comments before we close the public hearings for tonight. Attorney Dingell?
Yes, Madam Mayor. First of all, we're not asking for a substantive decision by the council tonight. If the council wants to vote no when this comes back, it certainly will have the right to do that, and we will respect that process. What we're trying to do is to make sure that we have alignment of all of these issues so we can resolve them once and for all at one time. And that would be our desire. I think that's really the intent of the council's, of the staff recommendation as well.
Okay. Attorney Dillard, did you have any additional comments to make?
No, I don't really have anything to add what Larry said. It's just that at the time when these issues, when these applications are heard, we will have sufficient evidence to address all the issues that have been raised by the residences. And I think it's important at this point for council to give the applicant the opportunity to do that.
Okay. I would like to announce that the public hearing is now closed. Council, we've heard from staff and we've heard from the attorneys for Safe Guard Landfill. There's a motion on the floor to continue this proceeding until the next meeting, which is August 24th, 2020. Is there a motion on the floor to continue this item to August the 24th, 2020? Hearing none. I'm sorry. Again, is there a motion on the floor to continue this to August the 24th, 2020? Ms. Davis?
Yes, Mayor?
I just saw you lit up. I didn't know if you were trying to speak.
No, at that time, but I think we need some clarifications in reference to the residents as to why they want the continuance. I don't know if they understand, well, I shouldn't say I don't know if they understand, but we need some more clarifications for the continuance. Maybe Ms. Peaks can do that for us.
Sure. The applicant submitted on August the 4th an amended use permit application, and with their application, they attached a concurrent variance to the use permit application, which made the first application, use permit application, basically null and void at that time because they wanted to pretty much go another route with the request. And so the text amendment and the use permit is pretty much tied together because of the language that's in the text amendment. If the text amendment is approved to eliminate some of, or to amend some of the language that's in the text amendment, then the use permit would follow. And then depending on how council votes, then the landfill could possibly expand. So they're basically connected together. So because the use permit was amended and has to go back to Planning Commission for a recommendation, which comes to City Council for a final decision, so that's what we're asking for, a continuance, so both of those items can be on the same agenda.
Okay, so by us confirming this continuance, it does not mean that we are voting yes for any of these items. It's just right. You want both items, because one has to be advertised. You want both items to be on the agenda for the 24th so we can then render our decision in reference to this. Is that correct?
Actually, the use permit will not be on, the amended use permit application will not be on the August 24th agenda. It will be in the note, the first meeting in November agenda. So because the ordinance states that you have to take a continuance to the next scheduled city council agenda, so the next agenda date is August 24th. So we're going to bring it back August 24th and then continue the text amendment to the use permit date in November. And then they'll be on the same agenda, the text amendment and the amended use permit.
So this continuance is just to allow all of this to come together,
yes,
at one time for us to make a decision. This is not a decision on the expansion of the landfill. It's just for us to say, yes, let's continue this to a further council meeting. Then we will make that decision. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
I don't agree.
Does any other council member have any other comments or any other clarification? Okay, hearing none. I will ask again, is there a motion on the floor to or continue this particular item to August the 24th, 2020. Hearing none, the motion fails. The motion to continues has failed tonight. May I have a vote, please? I will call your names because I haven't heard, I didn't hear anything. So I just want to make sure each council member is voting no, not to continue it on tonight. So let me have Mayor Pro Tem Smallwood.
Voting no to no continuance.
Linda Davis.
No continuance.
Councilman Heath.
No continuance.
Councilwoman Porter Jones.
No continuance.
Councilman Powell.
No continuance.
And Councilman Whitmore.
No continuance.
Okay. So that motion fails 6-0. All right. So the will of council is to proceed with the public hearing on tonight for the text amendment for Safeguard Landfill Management. Councilman Dingell, are you prepared to go forth? I'm sorry, Attorney Dingell, are you prepared to go forth?
Mayor, he is muted. He needs to unmute himself.
Mayor, if I can interject, the public hearing has been held for the substance of this text amendment. So now, if the mayor would like to find out the will of council, it will be a motion to either approve or deny the text amendment itself.
Okay.
Because the public hearing has already been opened and closed, now it's time for a motion to see if they want to approve or either deny the actual text amendment application.
Okay. So, council, we've gotten clarification from our attorney. We must decide now whether or not you want to put in a motion to approve or deny the text amendment that was brought before us on tonight. Does council have any questions for Attorney Ross before I ask for a motion to approve or deny? Any questions for Attorney Ross? Okay. We need a motion on the floor to approve or deny the text amendment for Safeguard Landfill Management, Section 80-2020, Landfill Solid Waste Disposal. Is there a motion on the floor to approve or deny?
Mayor, Councilman Heath, I make a motion to deny.
Councilwoman Portis Jones, second.
Councilman Heath has made a motion to deny the text amendment, and Councilwoman Portis Jones has seconded that motion. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? That motion carries 6-0 to deny. Okay, so Attorney Ross, the use permit, which is the next item on the agenda, is it necessary for us to go forth with that because they were amending this use permit?
Correct. So this public hearing should not go forward because it has in fact been amended. So the use permit that is on the current agenda is no longer the use permit application that is pending before the city for approval.
Having said that, it needs to go back through the advertising process in compliance with the zoning procedures law. And it also needs to go back before the Planning and Zoning Commission for their recommendation. The use permit was amended to have a concurrent variance to that application. So in form and in substance, it has now been changed. And so the use permit that is currently on the agenda is no longer in effect.
Okay. Councilwoman Davis?
Yes, Mayor?
You just lit up.
I'm sorry, I need to light up.
Okay.
Mayor, this is Councilwoman Porter Jones. I have a question.
Yes, ma'am.
For Attorney Ross, so that I am clear, what has to go back to planning and zoning?
So the use permit that is on the agenda was amended with a concurrent variance. And because it has been amended with a concurrent variance, it needs to be advertised. And it also needs to, after that advertisement, go back to P&Z Commission for their recommendation. It's almost like a new application, but it's an amended application because it has a completely different, it's a different type of use permit. It's not a standalone use permit anymore. The applicant has amended it with a concurrent variance, so it needs to be advertised as such.
Well, does that mean a new proposed text amendment, or does that mean a use permit under the current planning and zoning ordinance?
So the text amendment has already been dealt with tonight by your motion and your vote.
Yes.
So that is no longer before council.
Okay.
And will not be coming back to council as a text amendment. That has been dealt with tonight. So the only thing that will be moving forward after tonight is this amended use permit, which will have to, like I said, go back to the advertisement process and also go back to P&Z Commission for their recommendation. So the use permit now is the only thing that will be pending before Mayor and City Council. But because it's been amended, it has to go back through the process before it comes to you for your decision.
All right, thank you. And then question to Ms. Peaks. Could you restate, please, or the applicant, whomever is appropriate, what is the amended use permit that now has to go back to P&Z and then return again to council?
I don't have the application with me, but I do know that they are, they submitted a use permit with a concurrent variance to get relief from two standards in the landfill and solid waste disposal, section 80-220, which is number 11, standard 11 and 12. So basically those are two other things that they're trying to, two standards that they're trying to get relief from.
Mayor,
thank you.
Councilman Whitmore.
Thank you, Mayor. I'm sorry, my colleague, were you finished, Councilwoman Hattie Portis-Jones?
Yes, I was. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Mayor, just for total transparency, I would ask that Attorney Ross would review correspondence that came from Waste Management and was copied to Planning and Zoning, Tarika Peaks, and then was forwarded to myself. And in turn, I did communicate with Waste Management with my displeasure in what I read within that email. And to be totally transparent, now that the first part of that has failed, when it comes back before us, attorney, I just need to know my legal position as far as whether or not I can or cannot vote. And now I'm gonna ask Ms. Tarika Peaks if she would forward that to you. And the email, it will really explain everything, especially my response, because I was really floored and didn't understand the initial content of the email that came from management, waste management, that implicated me in areas that was erroneous. And I addressed that with them, and I have it all documented. So I would like for you to review that, please.
Will do.
Question, Mayor?
Yes, Councilwoman Portis-Jones.
Yes, so Attorney Ross or Councilman Whitmore, why was rest of council not informed of this issue and communication?
When that particular issue was brought to my attention by Ms. Tarika Peaks, all right, and reaching out to the company, this is probably 8, maybe 9 months ago, and I just identified the fact that, number one, what they said in the email was incorrect, number one, and I wanted to set the record straight. And I thought this was coming before council a whole lot sooner. And my understanding tonight that we were looking at a continuance, and I was going to provide those documents for my colleagues to review as well. I did inform the mayor immediately after I received that correspondence from Ms. Peaks, and after I addressed it, and I informed the mayor exactly what I've done to address it, with the intentions of sharing with council when this was coming before council.
My concern, Councilman Whitmore, you stated that you received this 8 or 9 months ago. Regardless of when it was coming to council or when it was coming before PNZ, that warranted informing your colleagues about that communication. My second question is to attorneys Ross and Turner. Were you aware of this communication prior to now?
It does not sound familiar to me. I'd have to go back and look and see if it was something I was copied on, but this does not sound familiar to me at all.
I want to express my concern of lack of transparency, that this is a body of 7 people, not 1 or 2.
Attorney Turner, did you have any comments to make?
No, ma'am. I was not aware of these communications and at this point.
Okay, so the item number 2, which is a use permit, is not being heard on tonight. And so Attorney Dingell, Attorney Dillard, I guess we'll see you in the next round.
Well, Madam Mayor, thank you and your members of council very much for entertaining our offer this afternoon, and hope you'll all remain safe and healthy. Have a good evening.
Thank you.
And we appreciate it, but we will absolutely address each and every concern that's been raised by the neighborhood as a part of the use permit hearings. And we look forward to that participation. We look forward to your close examination of this issue, and we appreciate consideration that you've given us tonight on remanding the amendment to the use permit back to Planning Commission.
Okay, thank you all both, and good night. Okay, the next item on the agenda tonight is actually just for discussion between Mayor and Council. And there are 2 items, and if there's anything else council wants to bring up for discussion, we'll be more than happy to entertain it. The first item is just an update on the pandemic, what's going on as we continue down the saga with the numbers still rising every day, especially in some states, and we're still having to deal with it. The city of Fairburn is not, as of August the 7th, Fairburn had 319 COVID-19 cases. And that was up from 296 on August the 5th. So they are rising, and it's not just Fairburn, they're rising all over. So again, those, that number is, I'm sorry, I think I said 296, it's 219. They're 219 as of the 7th, and as of the 5th, there was 296. Fulton County, as of August 10th, had 433 deaths. August the 9th, they had 430. So we had three people who passed during that 1 day period. So far on August 10th, we've had over 424,000 folks that's been tested. And of that amount, there's about 12% that did test positive for the virus. We have received on Friday of last week from Fulton County some PPEs, which consisted of gloves, N95 masks, surgical masks, hand sanitizer, and face shields, and also gowns. Now, those particular items only went to our public safety, which means that they went to police and our fire department. The non-public safety received just gloves and the surgical mask. We did not receive any hand sanitizers, face shields, or gowns. Is Chief Robinson on the line tonight?
Yes, ma'am, I'm here.
Okay, did you have anything to add to the report that I just gave from Fulton County?
No, ma'am. That's about all they gave us for the supplies.
Yes.
Like you said, majority of it was for public safety, for police and fire, and we do have a lot of surgical masks and different things.
Okay.
We did get some donations from Clorox for some supplies, and the fire department, you know, if need be, we could distribute that amongst the departments too if they need something.
Okay, those supplies that was donated to us from Clorox, we were in the process this evening of distributing those to all departments. So
yes,
just
ma'am.
About all departments have gotten those supplies.
Yes, ma'am.
And we did give your fire department more so because of the two locations. But each department in the city of Fairburn received the Clorox wipes. We got the spray, which is in short demand. I mean, you just can't find it right now. And so we were very lucky to be able to get this these supplies in. We are keeping some here in City Hall in hopes that we will still have supplies if the virus spikes again. So just want to make council aware that Tarika did get some customized masks in on today. And so we have some of those for council, and we will put those in your mailboxes on tomorrow morning. Do you have one with you, Tarika, that you can show? Okay. These masks actually has the City of Fairburn logo on the front of them. And I think I have one here. So I'd like to show these too.
Mayor, we have one on, there you go.
You have one, yeah. That's great. So these are nice, fair and situated to succeed. Tarika picked these up on today?
Yes.
Okay. And so we'll put some of these in your boxes here at City Hall Council, and we'll also distribute them to our employees here in the city.
Mayor.
Yes, ma'am.
Councilwoman Portis Jones. So when we approved the ordinance regarding requirement to wear a mask, we also had a discussion about making masks available to the residents. Is that at all possible?
Well, we don't have enough masks to make them available to the residents. We'll be more than happy to share what we have. I'm looking at the list now from Fulton County as to what we got as far as masks are concerned. I think we got those on Friday. Fulton County only gave us 400 masks. They gave us 400 masks for public safety, and those were N95s. They didn't give us any other kind of mask. And so those are the only masks that we got. We don't expect another shipment for another, 60 days, Chief Robinson? I think it's 60 days when the next shipment is expected in.
Yeah, another 60 days.
Yeah. Tarika, how many masks did you order?
500.
She had ordered 500 masks. We do still have some masks here in the city. I would advise any resident that would like to have a mask, if they would just either come by City Hall, come through the drive-thru, we'll be more than happy to supply them with what we have.
And Mayor, we have some more census masks available too.
Okay. So if any resident would like to come through the drive-through, we'll be more than happy to. We'll put a stack at the drive-through window, and they're more than happy to get them.
Thank you so much, Mayor.
You're welcome. And I think my last item that I just wanted to bring before our council tonight is our census count. Moving very slowly. It's not moving very fast, so we'll talk to Tarika in just a minute to see if she has anything else up her sleeve to try to get these numbers up. We're right today at 55.5%. We've only been moving maybe a point, 1%, less than 1% a day. It's very, very slow. I think we've tried just about everything we can think of to get people to fill out the census, but and we're still going to see if we can get our numbers up a little bit higher. We're right in line with the city of Atlanta, but the city of Atlanta has way more people than we have. So we're both at 55%. The highest city with their census is Alpharetta. They're at 70%. And then we have Mountain Park, which is a small community. They're at 71%. So we just, if you all can figure out anything that we can do during this pandemic to get the census count up, we put signs out. We've had COVID-19 testing on Friday at GMC. Tarika and her staff was out there on Friday encouraging people to fill out the census. We had about 250 people to come through for testing on Friday. We are planning more testing. I'm trying to get testing for next week. It may not happen. Looks like my next testing date is either going to be either the end of August, the 28th, or it's going to be the first week in September. All of this is free testing, and it's going to be done by Fulton County. So we'll keep you apprised on where we stand with the new testing dates. But Friday went very well. And Ms. Peaks, how many people filled out? Did anybody talk about filling out their census forms on Friday?
No, no one mentioned about completing their census form at that particular time, but we did have conversation with about two people who had not taken the census, and we encouraged them to take the census and the importance of taking the census, and they were Fairburn residents. So it was maybe about two or three that we encountered that had not completed their 2020 census form, and they said they would. So we've been making small efforts. We attended the This Is It food truck, where we also talked to citizens and gave out water bottles and pamphlets and material on the importance of taking and submitting their 2020 census form. And we actually have ran across a couple of people at that event too that had not taken their census, and we encouraged them too. So it's small increments of increases, but we'll continue to go to as many events as we can and try to create some challenges to encourage citizens to complete the census. And we also joined the GMA's 2020 census challenge as well, and they sent out this week's challenge, and it's targeting faith-based organizations where we encourage them to talk to their congregants about the importance of completing their census form. And we've actually did this probably several months ago, where we mailed out information to churches and to apartment complexes, asking them to partner with us, and we followed up, and some were successful and some we didn't hear anything back from, but we've been trying to move those efforts forward. It's just been a slow process, but seems like weekly we see increases, but they're just small. But we'll continue to try to, put the messaging out on all our social media pages and our neighborhood apps.
Okay. Thank you, Ms. Peaks.
Mayor?
Yes. Ms. Davis?
Councilwoman Davis, yes. Question to Ms. Peaks. When is the deadline for the census?
Good question. They actually pushed the date, the self-response phase, to September the 30th. The previous deadline was October 31st. The numerators will begin knocking on doors tomorrow, August the 11th.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Mayor, Councilwoman Portis-Jones?
Yes, ma'am.
Ms. Peak, so that was a similar question that I was gonna ask, that Councilwoman Davis asked. But I would add, could we developed communication to our residents, letting them know that the door knocking is about to occur and what those dates are? And can we do continuous communication regarding that for the entire month would be great.
Yes.
Thank you. Thank you.
Does anyone else have any suggestions or comments concerning the census or where we are in the pandemic?
Well, Mayor, I don't know if this is the appropriate time, but you can let me know otherwise. I wanted to share with Mayor and Council regarding the special call meeting that was held this morning by the Federal Policy Council of Georgia Municipal Association. And is it okay if I go ahead and have a discussion about that?
Yes, it is. And in fact, I had a conversation with Vince Williams earlier, but please go on.
Well, that is super fantastic. So the purpose of the special call meeting was to ask all of the members of the FPC, Federal Policy Council, to work within our cities and our neighboring cities to get all of us to advocate to Senators Perdue and Loeffler regarding the need for the second round of funding. This funding is very, very important. One, because the unemployment that has been all over the news, that's huge. But the first round of funding that the cities receive through the state only takes us through all expenses incurred through the end of the year. Many cities, including ours, really, we have not begun to feel the impact of the virus, and that we really will feel it within our next fiscal year. And this second round of funding is there to address that. But we've got to push, we as elected officials all over the country, got to push to make that happen. And so if you spoke with GMA President Mayor Williams, you know the level of detail that they're asking are from the cities. And so I would ask if you and staff would provide each council member with that information so that we can advocate one by one to Senators Perdue and Loeffler. There's power in numbers. And if each of us respond with a letter and a phone call to the senators, as other cities are doing as well, is the power of impact with numbers. But time is of the essence, Mayor, and I'm sure Mayor Williams expressed that to you as well.
He did.
And okay, so is it at all possible then that we might receive some data by tomorrow or the next day so that we can make make phone calls and send letters to Senators Perdue and Loeffler?
Maybe Thursday, not tomorrow or the next day. Right now, I mean, there's a lot going on in the city right now, and we're kind of crunching right now just to get some critical things done. So and I did have that conversation with Mayor Williams on today after we finished another call. So we will get something out to council, but it won't be before Thursday.
All right. Well, thank you so much for that, Mayor. And I've done what I've been asked, and I will communicate that back to the committee. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. You're welcome. And also, I just want council to know that there was a Zoom conference call this afternoon that I had with Representative Jackson, Brody, Bazemore, concerning what's going on with Fulton County not releasing funding to the cities. We have an advocate there. And so we can go into other discussions. Council, I'll be more than talk to you one-on-one concerning that meeting this afternoon by Zoom, but it was very forthcoming, and I think something is going to jump from it. So there were the only mayors that was on the meeting was myself, the mayor of College Park, the mayor of East Point, the mayor of Union City, Chet Hills, and Palmetto. We had several other mayors who were not able to make the conference call, I mean the meeting this afternoon, but we were able to agree and disagree on a couple of things. And I'm more than willing to talk with council on an individual basis and bring you up to snuff on that. With that being said, those are all of my updates for today. Ms. Porter-Jones will be back in touch with yourself and the rest of the council latter part of this week. Council.
Mayor, this is Councilwoman Porter-Jones. I have one other question or issue.
Yes.
And it's addressed to Chief Mathis or his representative. Anyone on the call?
I don't see.
Yes, I'm on the call.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Hi, Chief Mathis. Yes. So I received communications from several businesses along Highway 74 regarding trucking. Standing overnight or parking overnight, I guess, between the parking ride and the land that's available going toward the expressway. Several of them have expressed concern about that. I know that there has been some effort by your department to monitor that, but they've it seems to be increased activity and have expressed a concern about it. Secondly, one of the officers, and they couldn't tell me who it was there, and they had a chance to express that concern to them. And the officer said to them that the police department was short-staffed. I was surprised to hear that, because I thought all of the positions were filled and that we had no issues with staffing in the police department. And so I'm raising it as a question, bringing it to your attention, and asking for some feedback from you regarding what's going on.
Yes, ma'am, we have been dealing with that. I don't know about this is the first I'm hearing about the overnight parking, but they are parking there, trying to get something to eat. The truck drivers complained to the officers that they have no place to eat, they have no place to park because the truck stop is full. And we very politely tell them that's not our problem. You still can't park there. It's no parking. So we do make them go on. As far as the officer shortage, yes, we have had 3 officers leave in the last 2 months. So we are a little short, but we're not so short that that should be a concern.
Okay. And any officers out with illness? Because I've heard that
we
as
do,
well.
Well, we've had, over the last 2 weeks, we've had 2 that call in and say they have symptoms. And then they get tested, and they take 5 to 6 days for the test results to come back, and they come back negative, and then they come back to work.
Okay, so we have, so two officers did have symptoms.
Well, they obviously weren't coronavirus symptoms because they tested negative, but they had some type of flu-like symptoms.
Okay. All right, and they are back. They are back at work.
Yes. Now, we did have one about a month ago that did test positive, and he was out for approximately a month. He was off for about 3 days, took a test positive, tested again about 14 days later, got his first negative. It took 7 days for that result to come back. So then he took another test 7 days after that, and he tested negative.
And when was this? Was council informed of this?
Well, I'm not sure if council was informed, but HR was informed.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
We kind of got to be careful telling people about this. You know, there's HIPAA violations. We just can't put someone test positive.
I didn't ask who. But the issue is, if anyone within the city tests positive, that has an impact on other employees that are working for the city. And I think that is worth council knowing. I'm just, now with this twice tonight, things that are going on and that are happening that council has not been informed.
Councilwoman Porter,
were the other employees tested?
Yes, ma'am. Several employees were tested. Employees that he worked closely with, yes, ma'am.
And he said
he caught it from his brother.
Okay, all of those were negative.
Yes.
Did a quarantine occur during that period until you waited to receive the testing results?
No, ma'am.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
No, ma'am.
No, they were not quarantined?
No, they were not quarantined. The police officers do not come in the building. They do not have roll call. I've set up a lot of protocol for the officers don't have direct contact with each other throughout the day.
Well, thank you for sharing that. Thank you for sharing that, Chief, because quite frankly, I didn't know. Maybe other council members knew, but I did not. Okay. And to hear this on the streets that we have officers that have tested positive for the virus and that it has an impact on other employees. And what's worse, the fact is we're still going through this. We had a death to occur. An employee of this city died for coronavirus. Why are we acting like this is the first time?
Councilwoman Portis Jones, let me interject there.
Please do, Mayor. Please do.
I will. Let me interject. And I'm not going to get into a verbal confrontation with you about this, but let me just say this, that there's been a lot of erroneous information out about this person. And I'm not going to talk about this person because there are HIPAA policies and violations and rules in place.
I agree with that.
You know, so let me just talk about, let me just first of all address the person that that died. We have no concrete evidence. We have nothing that came back to say that this person passed from the coronavirus. Nothing whatsoever. And so I'm going to lay that to rest right now. Rumors got out, rumors flew, and people don't have anything to verify or say anything about that. Okay, I'm in contact with HR every day. Nothing came back to this city. We got nothing that said that this person passed from the coronavirus. That rumor got out there and it just flew around the city and it just people thought that. There's no concrete evidence. So I'm gonna lay that to rest right now. The other thing that I wanna lay to rest is the city of Fairburn. We try very hard to maintain a safe environment for our city. But anyone to think that we don't do that is off point. If a person, and we have employees every day that may come in and say, I'm not feeling well. I may have been around someone who tested. What we do is that person is immediately sent away from the city to have tests. The problem, Councilwoman Portis Jones and all the rest of the council members, the problem is that no one can take a test and get it back in 24 hours. These tests go anywhere from 5 to 7 to 10 days. These people do not come back to work. So they're off work. According to COVID-19, they have 14 days. We can pay them for 80 hours. We do that. We let them leave. We let them take their tests. And when their tests, results come back, they come back to work. The same thing happened here in City Hall. I had an employee that didn't know she was sick. She was sick with something else. And in the meantime, with her being hospitalized, it was discovered that she did have COVID-19. All of us in City Hall went and got tested. It took us 7 days to get our test results back. Now, the Fulton County Health Department, Health Director, has already told us numerous times that if a person tests positive, they work in an environment, they go to get tested. If you feel like you need to be tested, then you go to get tested. So we tested everybody in City Hall. Everybody came back negative 7 days later. We didn't shut City Hall up. We started giving temperature checks. When you first walk in, we gave temperature checks 4:15 in the afternoon before we leave. That's every day. Everybody's temperature is normal. And so we have employees throughout the whole city, Councilwoman Portis Jones, that have either gone for testing, have come back negative, or police officer, firemen, they are coming up, some of them are coming up positive, but that we're not unusual. We have folks that's coming up positive in all other cities too, especially in those departments. So So to make Farron a scapegoat, I'm not going to sit here this afternoon and listen to that, because we've done everything within our power to make sure our people are safe. We have PPEs here. We have everything people need to be safe. On every desk in the city of Farron, the police cars, they have wipes, they have sprays, they have masks, they have everything that they need. We can't do anything else. We can protect them while they're here. But when they leave the city, they go wherever they want to go, and they bring it back to the city, and we protect again. That's all we can do. That's all every city is doing. So I just want to get that clear to those that think that we're not doing what we're supposed to be doing, and that we're sitting here keeping stuff from council members. I keep nothing from council members. Never have. Never have. Council don't come to City Hall. If you want to come in City Hall, you can come in City Hall. City Hall is safe. We clean City Hall, the knobs, desks, twice a day. So we're doing what we're supposed to do. So the rumors that you may hear out in the streets, tell them to call the mayor. Ask me. I will tell them what the truth is. Everything that you hear and everything that you read is not true. And so I'm going to end right here by saying that, because I have always been forthcoming with every member of council, always have, and I always will be. But one thing I will not be a scapegoat for anyone and anybody who wants to lay the blame of this pandemic on the city of Farron. Now, I'm finished with this tonight, and I'm not going to have this discussion anymore. I'm not keeping anything from anyone. Now, with that being said, Councilman Whitmore, do you have any closing comments? Councilman Whitmore, any closing comments?
Yes, Mayor. Just a couple of things. Mayor and council knows, and so the residents that live out in Durham Lakes, I'm a resident in Durham Lakes as well. And Ms. Gordon is one that has came up and spoke up from the very beginning. And I think that the community has come together, and they made their voices heard tonight. And I'm glad that council did listen. And of course, they'll be back again when it comes back before mayor and council. I think it's important that we continue to listen to our residents and also consider that the health aspects of everything that was discussed today. And again, with my colleagues, if I personally did not inform you about this particular letter, I will apologize to you publicly, and I'll have a conversation with you one-on-one. That's the end of my comments, Mayor.
Councilwoman
Porter
Jones.
Yes, Mayor, thank you so much. I heard you loud and clear, but you really misunderstood my point. They would not be rumors if you would communicate with council about what is going on. That is all I'm asking. I'm not blaming you or the city for the pandemic. Nobody can be blamed for it. But we do have a responsibility to manage it the best way we can. And I applaud the efforts that you have done. But the governing body includes the mayor and 6 members of council. That's all I ask, is for you to be transparent regarding that. I'd appreciate that. And I'd like to echo what Councilman Whitmore said about citizens' engagement. We did hear the citizens loud and clear, and with our vote, we reflected that. And I invite all of you on the line and those that are off to continue your involvement, to know what is going on in your city. It is your tax dollars that operates this city. Thank you.
Councilman Heath.
Yes, Mayor. I have personally observed at various times of the year odors coming from the dump there, and to have a golf course community located with the nice homes that are there, the people pay a really high price for those homes, and they should be expected to have the freedom from odors and everything else, irregardless. That's just my opinion. And so I can only imagine why there are so many people that complain. I mean, there was all kinds of messages coming in during the council meeting from various people saying things that just really hit home with me. And my hat's off to those people, because they do have a right to say and put forth their message to us. And really and truly, I would have been satisfied if it would have ended tonight, because I don't really see the need for it to come back. But at any rate, I just want to tell everybody in our different departments that you're doing a fabulous job. I have noticed people coming up to me telling me how well the grounds are kept, and there seems to be an excitement about all the activities in our downtown area. And the LCI is something that I have really been holding my breath for, wondered if it would ever get started. So here again, kudos to all the employees that are in behind this and all the different organizations. And just thank you, and all of you have a wonderful night tonight. Thank you.
Thank you, Councilman Heath. Councilwoman Davis.
Let me see if I'm on. Thanks, Mayor. My comments are going to be very brief. I appreciate our citizens and their involvement and keeping their eyes open on everything that will affect the city of Fairburn, either positively or negatively. We appreciate your feedback. It helps us in reference to our decision. And so my hat goes off to you for the way you have involved yourself in this process, because we all live here in the city of Fairburn. And I know that it is our desire that the city of Fairburn will be the best that it can be. And it takes all of us to be able to do that. And so I appreciate your involvement in this process. Thank you.
Thank you, Councilwoman Davis. Councilman Palin.
No comment.
And Mayor Pro Tem Smallwood.
All right, I'll just be brief. Like everyone else said, I thank the citizens for coming out. I love when you know, we hear from the community in force, so that we can hear exactly what their will is, so that we can take that into consideration. And then just want to urge everyone to be safe. I thank you, Mayor, for your tireless effort to keep us safe in the city, and just to keep all the employees safe, as well as I thank you all, Council, for the passion, because I think that's what we hear a lot of the times when, you know, we're in here. But, you know, this is a unique and a time we've never seen before. Just last week, one of my best friends tested positive. And, you know, I'm in the school system, so, you know, we had to report back last week as well. So it's a time of apprehension for everyone. No one particularly knows exactly how to navigate this, but I am confident that this body, we're doing the best we can, and we're doing a very good job at it. Like you said, Mayor, this is, we're not unique, and yeah, I don't think we should be the scapegoat either. And like I said, I just implore everyone out there to be safe. Love you all. Have a wonderful evening.
Thank you, Mayor Pro Tem Smallwood. My closing comments are, I'm here to serve. I'm not here for any other reason other than to serve the people of the city of Fairburn. I'm working in a capacity now as the mayor of this city. which has a lot of responsibilities, but also city administrator, which also has a lot of responsibilities. I sleep and I eat the city of Fairburn, and I care about our citizens, and I care about our employees, and I've done everything within my power, and I believe that of the city council also, to make sure that we're safe. With that being said, I wish you all a great week and be safe out there. Is there a motion to dismiss?
So moved, Mayor Pro Tem Smallwood.
Is there a second?
Second, Councilman Heath.
The motion has been made by Mayor Pro Tem Smallwood and seconded by Councilman Heath. All those in favor?
Aye.
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 All those opposed? Good night.